Joining me in the studio now to talk about the King of the Mountain Trail Run happening this Saturday, it is Tom Topham, the sports scientist for Tanya Pira. Tom, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Chris.
I'm happy to meet you. I'm sorry that you're not in tip-top shape. I see that you have a bit of a busted arm there.
Yeah, came off the bike cycling up in Panya a few weeks ago.
So not on this trail, right?
No,
okay. On the trail. Okay, perfect. This trail is very safe, and you actually mapped it out yourself.
Yeah, we ran up there. Took a few turns, a few wrong turns, but we got it mapped out, so yeah.
So you made the wrong turns so that people participating in the run don't have to.
Definitely.
That's fantastic. So where did the idea come up for with this trail run? So because it's 8 kilometers and it's for the national park that's right behind Tanya Pira. Where did the idea come from?
It's funny. There's another guy who works at Tanya Pira, and we were just sitting at the booster bar and it overlooks the national park. And there was a hill at the top. And he just said, he was an ex-mountain runner himself, and he said, wouldn't it be cool to do a race where you finish at the top? And then we thought, all right, let's go and run it. And then we went over there and had a little run, and then, yeah, a few months later, tried to map it out again. but, yeah, we managed to get kind of to the top, and then we said, all right, let's put a run on.
That's fantastic. So it really is King of the Mountain to the top of the mountain at the National Park behind Tanya Pira.
Yep, go up and then come back down.
So is it, it's 4 kilometers up and then 4 kilometers back down?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. And you run it yourself. If you had to, I know you're an athlete, so your scale might be a little bit different than, say, me, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard would you say it is for mountain runs?
For mountain runs, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
A little bit slippery, but it's not that high. So everyone can do it, whether you run or whether you can walk. So you can get up and get back down. It's just a matter of how fast you kind of want to do it.
So much more of a fun run than a hardcore competitive.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And there's also an option to have a barbecue party, which I imagine is afterwards. Otherwise, you might be cramping up a little bit on the run.
Yeah, there's a barbecue afterwards, so do the run, maybe have a little shower afterwards, because it's gonna be pretty muddy up there probably. Hopefully it'll get some nice little rain on there, so get some mud, and then a nice barbecue at Tanya Pira after.
And if people want to get involved, they can do so by going to the Tanya Pira website. Do you want people to register in advance, or can they do so on the day?
Preferably in advance, but it's going to fill up. But if they want to come down either the day before or on the day, that's no problem either.
And what time? Because I know since it's in the jungle, not as necessary to start super early in the morning because you don't have the sun directly on you. But what time does the King of the Mountain Trail Run start?
2 o'clock on Saturday, so you can sleep. Good sleeping for that one. Normally races around 6 a.m. here.
That is very refreshing. 2 p.m. Yeah, because like you said, usually it's like, 4 a.m. registration. It's
exactly,
like,
yeah.
So I don't have to sleep this weekend. That's fine. So that's 2 p.m. is when the race starts. If people want to register on the day, you just imagine noon, 1?
Yeah. And also the day before. So from about 3 till 6 the day before.
That sounds very cool. So if you want to have a very fun run, and also trail runs are very cool and not easy to do so on your own, because like you said, you can get lost.
Yeah, like I did.
You did, exactly. So if you have like a perfectly laid out trail for you, it's a great way to run in the jungle, but do so safely.
Yeah, there's a few river crossings and stuff like that. Like I really love trail running. It's much different than road running, and you can't see too much in front of you, so you don't know how far you're actually gone, and you can surprise yourself, so that's good.
And unfortunately, because of your arm, you won't be competing this Saturday.
No, I'm back to running, but it's going to get a bit wet and muddy over there, so I'll probably give it a miss.
So, but you will be the King of the Mountain cheerleader?
Cheerleader, yeah. Marshall, maybe. I don't know about how much cheerleading I'll do, but I'll be around. Barbecue, definitely.
Fantastic. All right, so the entry fees, 600 baht if you want to do the race and include the t-shirt, or if you want to include the barbecue party as well, it is 1,000 baht. Very inexpensive, especially for a trail run that, Tom, you painstakingly mapped out for everybody they could have the best experience possible. And if people want to get more information, obviously the website is the best choice for that, yes?
Yeah. The event's on Facebook as well. Ask around on the website or on the Facebook event.
Awesome. You can also get details on our website, thebougainnews.com, and click on events. Tom, thank you so much for joining me today, and best of luck on Saturday with the King of the Mountain Trail Run.
No worries. Thanks, Chris.